Drones in NATO waters, stalled diplomacy, and an oil supply under pressure. Explosive sea drones discovered in Romania's Constanta port, the Black Sea's largest, and a critical conduit for Ukrainian grain exports and military aid, marked a potentially significant expansion of the conflict's geographic footprint. Romanian authorities found three additional drones along the coast, suggesting a pattern rather than an isolated incident. Whether the weapons drifted into Allied waters through loss of control or deliberate targeting, either scenario carries Article 5 implications if intent can be established. President Trump's claim that Iran has already agreed to forego nuclear weapons added a confounding layer to an already volatile diplomatic picture. The assertion arrived amid active military exchanges between Washington and Tehran and directly contradicted reports that peace negotiations have stalled, leaving open whether Trump possesses undisclosed information or is applying public pressure as a negotiating tactic. Iran's concurrent $25 billion nuclear deal with Russia suggests Tehran is hedging regardless, securing alternative technological pathways should talks with the U.S. ultimately fail. Oil executives warned Trump of imminent price spikes as U.S. crude inventories fell at nearly double the expected rate last week, with Strait of Hormuz closures draining global supply buffers faster than markets had anticipated. Roughly 20% of global petroleum liquids transit the strait, and any prolonged disruption forces costly rerouting that current buffer levels may not absorb. Ukraine strikes on two Russian locomotives on the Jankoy-Kerch line in Crimea illustrated how regional conflicts are interlocking through logistics and supply chains. Systematically severing overland routes to the peninsula may push Russia towards sea-based resupply, precisely the domain where naval drone incidents are multiplying. The Pentagon's expected decision to cancel Tomahawk missile sales to Germany, which had sought up to 400 cruise missiles, risks accelerating intra-NATO fragmentation on defense procurement at the moment threats are most acute.